Monday the 19th of November, Heikislev, Rabbi Chaim Freshwater, Tfilah.
Morning, I apologize on behalf of Start the Day the Torah Way, calling to substitute. This week's parsha, it says, the version told Yaakov Avini, if Ratzlo, Yomu v'kaidmo, v'tzofoynu v'negwo, v'nivrichi v'chul, kol mishpuches ha'adomo, Rashi in Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov Avini gives the bruchah to Yosef. It says, "Birchas Avichu, the bruchas of your father, Govri, stronger, al birchas Horai, on the bruchas of my parents." So Rashi explains what was the strength of Yaakov Avini's brucha. Vishabrucha Shali Govri, at sof gvilei givas oilam. My bruchas. Govri atzof gvile give a soilo. Kshenusani brucha pritze brimitsurim. Rebbeinshon gave me a brucha without any boundaries. Magas adadat ktsesu loilon. Shenema feratz de yomu vakaidmu. Masheloi omar avrum evini vini yitzchok. Avrum evini in yitzchok. Rebbeinshon gave him a limited brucha. Rebbeinshon called avrum. Suno anecho rei tsefoinu ki kolis kol uresa shatiroi lechu at mama. Vaholoi herei el eretz yisubu vat. Rebbeinu Shlomo only showed him Eretz Yisrael. The Yitzchok showed him only Eretz Yisrael. But Yaakov, he forgot the Yom of the Kedmo, and that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Machal Ticho Nachas Yaakov Vibichu. The Leom Nachas Avruam, because Yaakov's Nachle is Beli Mitzurim without any boundaries. So trying to explain what it means that Yaakov Avini's Bruch is without boundaries. Rashi brings in this week's Parsha when Rebbeinu Shlomo spoke to Yaakov, Shetu'uret HaShat HaShoichav Olelo. So Rashi, the Rebbein Shem was Mekapel, Kili folded the whole of Eretz Yisrael under Yaakov. Kipla Kudish Bolchi, called Eretz Yisrael Tachtov. In Sefer in Yaakov, the Pirish Anaf Yosef, in the Sekhtar Schulun, he says that this can't be understood literally. The Rebbein Shem took the whole of Eretz Yisrael. How could it be, he says, he brings from Azir HaKudish and Pashas Kedoshim, V'chi Eretz Yisrael, V'i Tuf Palsa, Tuf Palsa, Is'ake Metisei, and Is'ave Metichte Tachte, Elu, Lush Azoya, Eretz Achre Elu, there's another land, a higher land, Kadisha Isle Lekit Shebrichi, V'Eretz Yisrael Is'kare, and that's called Eretz Yisrael, and that was what the Rebbein Shem was Mekapel under Yaakov, and then Af Yosef says that this other land that the Zohar Kodesh is referring to is the Shirish of Eretz Yisrael on this world. So the Rebbein Shem was Mekapel, and Eretz Elul, Kedisha, which is the Shirish of Eretz Yisrael. Any Isaac ben Asturis, but just like to perhaps touch upon what exactly is this land that is the Shirish of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi on the Pusik, Vayivka Bamukaim, Rashi says, Vayivka Bamukaim, Rosaini Pirish Yilushin Tfilah. Our rabbis explain that the word Vayifka is a lotion of Tfilah, Kemoi Ba'al Tifka Bi, V'lemadni Shetiken Tfilis Arvis, V'shina HaKuse V'lekuse V'yispalu. So why doesn't the Torah write clearly V'yispalu? L'lamdechul Shekovtzele Yehuretz. The Torah wants to teach us as Kovtzele Yehuretz. Yaakov Avinu was Zeichet Tekvitzes Uretz. It's interesting to note that these two things have to be learned from the same word, Vayifka, which is the lotion Tfilah, and Kovtzele Yehuretz. We could write Vayispalu, and somewhere else tell us there was Kovtzele Yehuretz. It would seem to be that these two things are connected. Yaakov Avinu's Tikkun Tfilas Arvis, and the Kovtzele Yehuretz has some deeper connection. Back a bit to touch upon the meaning of Tfilah. We find in the Inyan of Tfilah Tashine Dargis. The Gemur in Yevomis of Samach Dalet says Rabbi Yitzchok Mipnei Ma Hoi Avesaini Akirim. Why was it that Rebbein Shlomo made our forefathers the Ovis Akirim? Mipnei Shakudish Bochi Mis'ave L'Tfilusan Shal Tzadikim. Rebbein Shlomo Kaviyuchel is Mis'ave once the Tfilusan Shal Tzadikim. Another member of the Gemara, Umar Rabbi Yitzchok, Luma Nimshala, same Mandoma, Luma Nimshala Tfilusan Shal Tzadikim, Ke'ese, Ke'pitchfork, Ma Esaze, just like this pitchfork, Mahapacha Tviya Memukim Memukim, the person, the Balabai, the farmer, takes a pitchfork and throws up the Tviya from one place to another place, Kach Tfilusan Shal Tzadikim, Mahapaches, Midoitza Shal HaKudish Borchi, So Rabbi Yitzchok tells us that our Ovis, well, forefathers were Akirim, not because they were supposed to be, only because for one reason. Shakudish Borchi Misava, Mitfalusan Shat Tzadikim. It's a beautiful deek from Rabbeinu Bechai in last week's Parsha, in the beginning of Parsha's told this, in Pusik Shteit, Vayata Yitzchok Lashem, Venuchachishtoi, Kiakuruhi. So Rabbeinu Bechai says, the Torah would have written, But he, Rivka Akura. Rivka wasn't Akura. Was a problem. So Yitzchak had to daven to rectify the problem. So to Ben Abchai, no, it's faket. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted, Vayata Yitzchak Lashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted the tefillah of Yitzchak. Memeila Vazoya is he given an Akura. So the Akura was secondary. The primary reason was Vayata Yitzchak Lashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted the tefillah of Yitzchak. The reason how we brought Yitzchak to daven was through Akura he, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesave, Litfilusan Shal Tzadikim. The Sefer Beis Elikim of the Mabit says in Perek Yudalit that the Ike Kasha that the Gemara has is on the Tfilusan Shal Tzadikim. He says, Bishloime, he understands, Mishkan Tzadik has to daven, and we'll speak about that more length later. He's not Rui, he's not worthy that the Rebbeinu should give him what he needs. It seems to be, he says, it's something which is totally unnecessary. The chayyur would be the right thing that even before they davened, he says that the tzaddikim, they don't seemingly seem to gain anything from their tefillah. Besides simply just the mitzvah of tefillah, k'kol yameim, the entire days are full of tshivim, asim, tovim, and all they were moitzif in that tefillah was simple, the mass of tefillah, the words of tefillah, but be'etzem mitzad, their mass and tovim, and they were in the same madrega that they were before the tefillah. If Ephesus, he says that the only reason why they have to daven is because mesavet tefillusan shel tzadikim, and the fact that he davens to Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam gives the tzaddik more schar. So it seems to be that it doesn't really explain what the reason of the Ribbono Shel Olam's tavel tefillusan shel tzaddikim. But because Ribbono Shel Olam is mesavet tefillusan shel tzaddikim, the tzaddik receives bigger schar. I saw once in Sefer Devarim from the Minchat Shuruv, he says very nice pshat in the next Gemara. According to this, the Gemara says, "Lomu nimshat tefillas tzaddikim ke'ese." Ma esa ze mahapach hatviya memukim memukim kach tvilusan shel tzadikim mahapaches. Why do you have to compare it to the pitchfork? Throws up the tvua and he moves it from one place to another place. Couldn't find something else that throws things around. The only thing that you can compare to tvilusan shel tzadikim is ke'esa to a pitchfork that you throw up tvua and it lands. So he says that the Gemara wants to bring out the point that in tvilusan shel tzadikim nothing's changed from before to afterwards. It's nish de pshat that v'chatchila at gedav zayin azoy, and now through tefillah, this tzaddik has brought about a change which wasn't going to be beforehand. So just like when the farmer picks up his tree and he throws it up. So when he picked it up, he wasn't planning to keep it in the place where it lands. Eventually he's going to pick up all the tefillah and bring it back to the spot where it was originally. So he says the same thing is with tefillah. Originally, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted the tzaddik to have what he's going to have. And through tefillah, after the tefillah, he's just bringing it back to where it was supposed to be. And the only reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted the whole tefillah was, for reasons unbeknown to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesave L'Tefillusan Shel Tzadikim. There's no change. So the same thing is with the pitchfork. When the farmer throws up the tefillah and it lands in somewhere else, eventually he's going to bring it back to its original place. So the tefillah is also just to bring something back to its original spot. This is, I would say, the highest madrigal, Tfilusan Shal Tzadikim, where there's no requirement for tefillah, just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mes'ave L'Tzilus Neshamot HaTzadikim. On a slightly lower madrigal than that, in last week's parasha we find Yitzchak Avinu told Yaakov, V'yitin l'chu, Zitrashi, V'yitin, V'yachze V'yitin. He gives, and he gives again, and he gives again. Why is it that Rebbe Hashem told Yaakov, Yitzchak told Yaakov, V'yitin, V'yachze V'yitin, Kaseid and Nesina, again and again and again. Why couldn't there be a Nesina once forever? Kaseid and Apshat, come as and say very similar, but I'm just going to say how I saw it in a sefer called the Kita Maril. He says like this, the Rebbe Hashem wanted that a person should ingrain in himself that what he receives from the Rebbe Hashem. So we're talking about someone who deserves what he receives. We're not talking about someone who was undeserving before the tefillah. Someone who deserves every day to receive his panus, to receive his tzruchim. However, should the Rebbe Hashem send it in one package when he was born, and he has everything he needs until the rest of his life, there's a big danger. A person will think, Alles is mans, everything I've earned, koichi, b'oitzim yudi ulisi yisachar ezeh. The Rebbe Hashem wants a person, techaz ezechayim, nochamol and nochamol, nothing is mine, everything I get is from the Rebbe Hashem. With that, he's malbet vekes to the Rebbe Hashem, he's continuously connected to the Rebbe Hashem. V'yitim v'yachze v'yitim, every day a new nesina, every day that from espalas I nochamol, buruch alein es ashrun azois, atu choyne ludum das, kseide, yede zach, anaya and frishe matun. So in both these cases, before the tefillah, the person was rui. The reason why he requires the tefillah is by Avesaini, Shakudish Baruch Hu Mes'ave L'Tzilusim Shel Tzadikim. On a closer level to us, again, the person was rui before the tefillah. The only reason why he needs the tefillah is that he needs it for himself, in order to ingrain in himself the fact that the Rebbe Hashem is the Noisen and he is the Mekabel. However, we all know that there is a tefillah of someone who says Nishrui, and he wasn't deserving before the tefillah, and somehow through tefillah a person has the koyach to be zeicha through his tefillah to receive something. And of them, Bemis Shtern Zachshanal, and the Beis HaLakim we'll see in a minute, also really explains it very, very briefly. But the Ikrim one who touches on the point is in Sefer Ikrim. And Sefer Ikrim says that many question, how could it be possible the whole meaning of tefillah, munashach, if the person is worthy, then why does he need to daven? And if he's not worthy, is Eich Teira Tfilah L'Shanes Rutzen Hashem? Is it possible to change the Rutzen of the Rebbein Shleinam? We know the Rebbein Shleinam is Ein Soif. The Rebbein Shleinam is not possible to change his Rutzen. If that's what the Rebbein Shleinam wanted, then that has to be. How could it possibly be? As a man stelt sich daven Hashmona Esre, es der Efe Teuf a Sefer Tehillim, en es ut apur kapitach Tehillim, and lo and behold, it's changed. Everything has changed. How did it change? The Sefer Ikrim explains, no, nothing changed. Well, not nothing. Nothing changed on the side of the Rebbein Shleim. It's not the Neusen, nothing's changed at all. What has changed is, the person has changed. The Mekabel has changed. And he brings a Mushul. He says, there was a Melech who made the Gzeir in his Medina on all people who are Arelim. Every person was a Nish Gemalit, so and so as our Gzeir, whatever it was. He came in a mensch, it was an Ural. And he came to the Melech and he says, please do this and this to me. No, sorry. Gestempelt, nechtem mit Tabas HaMelech, ein Lehushe, there's nothing to talk about. He goes to a Moel, and he malet sich, and he comes back, and he gets it, no problem. Pavos, I, the Melech, made a Gzeira, and yesterday you told me there's nothing you could do for me. What changed? Nothing changed with Tzad HaMelech. Something changed with Tzad you. The Gzeira was on a certain kind of people. Today you're a different kind of person. So to the Yisoid of Tefillah is, not chas v'shulim to change something by the Rebbein Shleilam. The yisoid of tefillah is to change the person. So to, yesterday you weren't rui, you taka weren't rui yesterday. When a person stands and davens before the Rebbein Shleilam and he connects to the Rebbein Shleilam, and as we spoke beforehand, he ingrains in himself that everything counts on the Rebbein Shleilam, there's nothing in this world which is not tugin the Rebbein Shleilam, and he's machnia himself, and he understands chis v'satzmoy and gadol tzabore, mit dem better a bissel mehr rui, mekabel zu sein, the toive from the Rebbein Shleilam. I saw once in Sefer Afika Yehida a beautiful diuk. He says you'll never find the lushan tefillah and the Torah come out in diktuk in a lushan of poyal. Tefillah is always the lushan nifal vayispalu. Why is tefillah always the lushan nifal? Because tefillah is everything a person is doing to himself. A person doesn't do anything to the Ribbono Shel Olam Kav Yochel. Everything that a person does is within himself. So he says tefillah is the lushon of din. Plilim is mishpat. So he says tefillah means a person mishpat zechoyis alein. A person changes his own matzav of din. That's the lushon of tefillah. There's a big kash on this, which I'm not going to go to discuss today, which the En Yaakov asks himself his bruchas. That's all fine when a person davens for himself. A person was a gzeir on him, so he wasn't ruil, and now he's mespal for himself. So he's changed himself. He's now become ruil le kabulas, whatever it was he needed and wanted. But we know, and we're ma'amin, that a person can daven not just for himself, a person can daven for the whole of Klal Yisrael, a person can daven for Yechidim in Klal Yisrael. So how is it that night filler can be accepted to change the gzadin on someone else? If that person wasn't ruil, how is it that with my tefillah I can pull that Yenis gzadin should change? This is Azach, Bustein Yaakov asks on the Sefer Wikrim. Very similar pshat to the Sefer Wikrim, basically the same pshat, Vet Gebrengt in Sefer Bnei Sascha, in Mama Shavuzlis, the Bnei Sascha says, brings from Tamida Bashem, very similar to Sefer Wikrim. He says that a person is in this world, obviously the guf of a person is in this world, but he is mekusha to an oilam, which is a higher oilam to where he is. So he says every person, loit his daga, is connected to a certain place of Yanevelt. He says through a tefillah, a person changes himself, and he is mekusha himself to a higher place in Shemaim. So he says that the Gzeira, similar to what the Sefer Wikrim says, that the Gzeira was in a certain kind of people. The Rabbi Soscha says the Gzeira was in a certain place. The Gzeira was in a certain mukim. I'm not talking about literal mukim in our world, but a certain mukim of Yenevelt where the Gzeira was. When a person through tefillah changes himself, he reconnects himself to a higher spot, to a higher place in the Olam HaSvel Yoinim. And with that, in that place, there was no Gzeira. So the tefillah, again, is changing himself by hiring himself and connecting himself to a higher place, where there was no gzeir lechatchil. We know, the Beis Elikim himself touches on this, and the Beis Elikim says that when a person is not ruhi and he davens, the Beis Elikim also says when a person is not ruhi and he davens, he's ma'ur himself to tshiva, and through that, Ribbono Shel Olam his tefillah. Steht in Sefer Bina Le'itzim, it's from the Mechaba of the Gedila Trimme, in Rashi, in Tagamutlis, in Tashis, by Chi, and Yaakov gave Yosef Shechem, it says, Ashalakachti miyadu amuri, v'charbi u'v'kashti. So cherev is a sword, and kashti is an arrow. Steht in Tagam, b'tzloisi ibevu'isi. I took it, b'tzloisi ibevu'isi. The tefillah. So the Bina Le'itzim explains why is the tefillah described as b'chalbi u'b'kashti, a sword and an arrow. So he says like this: b'darkei tachsisa amalchuma, there's two things in conflict. There's face to face combat, but there you're facing the enemy directly. There you use a cherev, a sword. Then there is, unfortunately, with Melim Yetzmit Achayni Vesesrul, is b'kashti. You can send, you don't have to face the enemy, you're standing from the far, and you send a rocket, you send a keshes, you send an arrow, that's b'chalbi v'kashti, two forms of combat. He says that tefillah has both pa'ulis. This is why. So and then to some to shtikl in bilal etim. Tefillah, he says, is a melchuma with the Yetzirah. There's two parts to the melchuma with the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah himself fights us in two ways. Firstly, with the person himself. He maces the person, he tells the person to do the incorrect things, he brings down the person's madrega. That's the fight that Yetzirah has with the person himself. The other fight that the person, the Yetzirah has with us, the Gemara says, that the Yetzirah, he amaces, he amekachik, he goes up to Shemayim, and he's mekachik on the person of Shemayim. So to Bina Le'itim, with tefillah, we fight the Yetzirah on both fronts. Tefillah is both at the same time, a cherev and a keshes. So to tefillah, we say words on this world, and the imam, and they go up to Shemaim, and they fight the Makachrik of Yanevelt. So tefillah is a keshes. So to be beside the tefillah is a kashas, and this is, I think, similar to what we're talking about. Tefillah is a charev. Tefillah is a maisa of melchemes hayetze. When a person zogt, stands and davens, and the gemara zogt, a person when he davens is liboy, is lamato, einov lamato, belibo lamala, he is machnia himself. Is the etzem masa of tefillah, the tzura of tefillah is a melchemes hayetze, and through tefillah a person betters himself. Tefillah is a cherev and a keshes at the same time. It's a keshes in shemayim, and it's a cherev in this world, a direct combat with the Yetzar. Coming back to the tefillah of Yaakov. Now, of course, Yaakov, the Bechir Shabovis, Zecher was tefillah tzaddikim, was Rebbein Shem, was Mis'ava, the tefillah shal tzaddikim. But we know that tefillah is Uvis Tikkun, the Uvis will Mis'akan tefillah for us. It would seem to be that the tzur of Yaakov Avinu's tefillah was not the same as Yitzchok. Raya, Rashi says, that when Yaakov Avinu passed Beiskel, he passed it. And he didn't daven. And the Rebbein Shem didn't stop him. The Rebbein Shem allowed him to go through. The Rebbein Shem stopped him right away. The Rebbein Shem waited until he went to Churon. And you have doubt on him ahead and he wanted to go back. And then the Rebbein Shem was kof tzalayurit. So it would seem to be that the tefillah of Yaakov was not in the same oifen of the tefillah of Yitzchok, but the Rebbein Shem created a matzav of akur kedeyish daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Aver Tzulusim Shatzikim, Adar Abba. The Rebbein Shem by Yaakov Avinu waited for Yaakov to want to daven, and then the Rebbein Shem made Geres Nissen for Yaakov's tefillah to take place. Because Yaakov's tefillah was for us. Yaakov was preparing the way for us. Yaakov tikkun tefillahs arvus. What is tefillahs arvus? Tefillahs arvus is a tefillah when Klal Yisrael is belayla, when it's dark, when Klal Yisrael abatzure, says do acheshkes agudis. When Klal Yisrael ataka not rui, it's the lowest level. When Klal Yisrael be'em is not rui, and they need the tefillah to change themselves. They need the tefillah to hide themselves, to better themselves. That is the tefillah of arvus. Possibly. In Medrash state, the Shas of Yaakov went, by Yifka Bamukan state in Medrash, Nasehu Oilom Kiloi Kimin Koisel Afunov. The entire universe, the entire world, was like a koisel in front of Yaakov, blocking Yaakov's way. What does that mean? It means that Yaakov Taka found himself in a matzav. B'sapiderech Ateva, he had no way forward. Kol Hu Oilom Kuloi, there was no spot in the world. Kol Hu Oilom Kuloi, the entire universe. It's blocked. There's no way forward. There's absolutely no way forward. That is tefillahs arvus. When a person be'emes has no way forward, meredish v'na tefillah, where the person already was ruined beforehand, and the tefillah was just misalvei tefillah shel tzaddikim. That person should, or that we spoke before, that person should get used to the fact that he's taking from the Rebbein Shlomo. It's be'emes and a matzav where kol oilam kilei kimin koisel afuno. And of them came tefillahs Yaakov, tefillahs arvus. That's why the tefillah of arvus state by Yifka Bamukim, and in the same words, Zotrashi, Vishina Akusev, Velekusev, Yispalel, Lilamdechu Shekovtsala Yehurets. The tefillah of Arvis, the tefillah Be'ez Tzura, is a tefillah versus Kovtsala Yehurets, which changes the whole Teva. Because Be'etzem Mitzad the Teva is Kimin Koisel Afunov, there was no way forward. Yaakov in his tefillah has the Koyach of Kovtsala Yehurets, of changing the entire Bria. That's what we find, that Bishas Yaakov in his tefillah. The Al Shulchan Kudish tells us, why did the Rebbein Shem have to make such a nisim? Couldn't stop Yaakov from going away. He had to bring the sun down early. He couldn't get Yaakov to stay. Very simple. He let the air out of his tires. No problem to get someone to stay an extra 2 hours somewhere. Shokol Echama Shloi Benus. The whole world went dark because Yaakov only had to daven. Because the tefillah of Yaakov, Rebbein Shem wanted to show us that the tefillah of Yaakov is bekoach to change the whole teva, even while piderech ha-teva. The entire universe is against you, is up and against you. The koyach of Yaakov's tefillah, the koyach of tefillahs arvus, can change the entire teva. Shteit in Sefer Ach Pri Tzvi in Parshas Ekev. He explains, the Gemara says in Ksibis, Kol Ador Be'etz Yisroel is doyme kemisha yesh le leka, and someone is dor b'chitz l'uretz is kemisha ein le leka. So what does it mean? Someone is dor b'etz Yisroel is doyme kemisha yesh le leka, and dor b'chitz l'uretz is doyme kemisha. She'ele lekai. He says, the Gemara says that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Tzvi. Ma Tzvi is Ein Psure Machzik Oire. The Oire of a Tzvi is not enough in the skin to cover his roof. The same thing, Eretz Yisrael expands itself and extends itself on Klal Yisrael there. So the Ach Pitri explains that a person, Nav Dafkin, a person, Rabbi Yitzchak Hashem, Amul, he finds he's stuck. He can't go forward. He's done all he can. He's done the maximum he can. And there's no way forward. There's nothing he can do more. So that's what Eretz Tzvi is. Eretz Yisrael, and that's the beginning of Eretz Yisrael. If you've done everything you can, you're holding in a matzav where there's no way forward, the Rebbei Hashem will extend it, will expand it. It will expand itself. A person can live in Chitzlurz and live like a Yid from Eretz Yisrael. A person can live in Eretz Yisrael and really be in Chitzlurz. Everything depends on his oifon of avodah. So to a person who lives and understands that if I do my utmost, Rebbein Shleim can expand. There's no such thing as limitations. There's no such thing as a gvul. There's no boundaries. It can always expand. It always can extend. That is the b'chin of Eretz Yisrael. That is Doime Kemish Yesher Lekad. Rebbein Shleim will expand and extend what is seen to be a boundary. That's the Achrit Tfiyah. Now coming back to what we said, that the En Yaakov brings from the Zohar Kodesh, that Rebbein Shleim was makapul Eretz Yisrael, Tachas Yaakov Avini. That's not referring to the literal Eretz Yisrael. That is referring to the Shurish of Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps this is the Shurish of Eretz Yisrael. The Shurish of Eretz Yisrael is when the entire world looks kimi koisel afunov. There's no way forward. There's nothing. If you daven, you must bow to Rebbein Shleim. It's doimi kimish yesh leka. There's no such thing as boundaries. Nachles Yaakov is belim etzurim. There's no such thing as a gvul. There's no such thing as a boundaries. It will expand itself. It will be koftzela yuritz. That is the koyach of tefillah, which is from Amida Yoilam. The Rebbein Shleim. It's kapsel uritz. Rebbein Shleim can change the whole teva if it's necessary. Shemesh shloi by nusa, kapsel uritz, hara meriya. Everything can turn itself over. Rebbein Shleim is helfenism, is mekabuzan in the tefillas. So zayn kapsel uritz and the tefillas of Yaakov, we should be zeichah bekuriv to the nachlu b'nei mitzurim to the Eretz Yisrael.